March 16, 1917. How the tight union between the soul and God is never broken. I continue in my usual state. My lovable Jesus makes himself seen almost like lightning flashing by. And if I lament, he says, my daughter, poor daughter, if you knew what is going to happen, you would suffer very much. So, in order not to make you suffer so much, I try to escape you. Then, as I return to lamenting, saying, my life, I wasn't expecting this from you. You, who seem to be incapable and unable to be without me, and now, hours and hours. And sometimes it seems that you want to let the entire day go by. Jesus, don't do this to me. How you have changed. Jesus surprises me and says, calm down, calm down. I have not changed, I am immutable. Even more, I tell you that when I communicate myself to the soul, and I have kept her bound tightly with me, I have spoken to her, and poured out my love, this is never broken between me and the soul. At the most, I change manners, now one way, now another, but I keep inventing ever new ways to speak to her, and pour myself out with her in love. Can't you yourself see that if I have not told you anything in the morning, I am almost awaiting the evening to say a word to you? And when they read the applications of my passion, since I am within you, I pour myself up to the brim of your soul and I speak to you about my most intimate things, which I had not manifested until now, and about how the soul must follow me in my work. Those applications will be the mirror of my interior life, and whoever will reflect himself in it, will copy my own life within himself. Oh! How much they reveal my love, my thirst for souls in each fiber of my heart, in each breath, thought, etc. Therefore, I speak to you more than ever, but as soon as I finish I hide myself. And you, not seeing me, say that I have changed. Even more, I tell you that when you do not want to repeat with your voice what I say to you in your interior, you hinder the outpouring of my love.